This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. March for Science is slated for 500 cities in support of scientific research, which organizers feel is increasingly under attack by the current administration. New York City is calling on Uber to provide a tipping option in its app to allow drivers to make more money. Studies say non-adherence to prescription drug regimes causes about 125,000 deaths annually. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called a snap election to strengthen her hand nationally for Brexit negotiations. Other large banks like Chase and Citi are reviewing the Wells Fargo report of scandals triggered by cross-selling to inoculate their own operations. McDonald's workers in Erie, Pennsylvania recognized the Facebook killer from Cleveland after he ordered a 20-piece chicken McNuggets with fries. They called the police and told the killer that the fries were running late to try and delay him, but he drove off. Police clipped his car and he shot himself. Study done over 2 years by Loyola University's Modern Slavery Research Project in New Orleans and 10 major cities in the U.S. and Canada found that roughly 1 in 5 homeless young people are vulnerable to sex and labor trafficking. White House and Trump had claimed that they were moving an American aircraft carrier into the Sea of Japan to send a message to North Korea. But it turns out the carrier and 3 other warships were actually heading in the other direction to joint exercises with the Australian Navy 3,500 miles away in the Indian Ocean. Ivanka Trump's continued applications for trademarks for her brand while a White House employee raises ongoing ethics problems with foreign governments. Hungary is restricting migrant applications to no more than 10 per day, holding them in camps where 90% will ultimately be rejected. More than 100,000 people, mostly immigrants, make a living selling food on the sidewalks of New York City. Fans who bet on NFL games watched more than twice as many games as non-betting ones during the 2015 season. Roma, sickened by bad conditions in the United Nations camps in Kosovo by the peacekeeping mission there, are having trouble even getting an apology from the body. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement.